Looking for the proof that your dreams always come true can tremendously increase your level of happiness. Welcome to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. I am your host, Yelena Sinetsin. There was a time when I wanted to be happy, but did not know how to get there. I am here right now because I have learned a lot while designing and manifesting my own personal happily ever after life. And I want to share with you every tool and practice I have used to get here. In each episode, we explore what personal happiness might look like, and we share actionable steps for tuning into your desires, for living life with no regrets, for using negative emotions as a clarifying tool, and for finding your flow as you describe and create your joyful life. A few years ago, after analyzing my life, which I've done a few times, I realized that my dreams always come true. And that was during a time of internal dissatisfaction with my life and with where I was in life, even though I was in the midst of living the greatest dream of my life, which was being married to a loving husband and having a happy family. The issue that I was facing was that even though everything was as perfect as real life could be, I was very dissatisfied with my situation. There were a few emotionally traumatic issues I was dealing with, but overall, I was dissatisfied with the mundane things. For example, when I was working in Manhattan and living 1 hour outside of the city, it took my time away from my young children, from my DIY projects, and from sleeping. Sleeping was a big issue with my insomnia and with being a mom. And of course, I was tired all the time. At the same time, because I worked, I had some spending money of my own. So I was focusing on the lack of sleep, the lack of time with my children, and the inability to complete the projects I was working on faster. Then in my desire list, or I call it my best case scenario list, I wrote down that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. That actually happened quite quickly. My husband supported me in quitting my job because he takes pride in being a man responsible for his family. Guess what happened though? I started disliking that all of a sudden I didn't have my own spending money and that now I had to be more accountable about the money I spent. And instead of noticing that I got what I wanted, I focused on what I was missing, which of course made me miserable once again. After about a year of being a stay-at-home mom, I decided to get a job closer to the house. My husband supported me in that too, because even though he didn't really need me to go to work because he was providing for us financially, he believed that having a job would increase my self-confidence and improve my self-worth, which were quite shaky at that moment. So I got a job with an early shift, which made my sleep patterns just crazy. And with my insomnia, I slept every other night since my going to bed time interlapped with my waking time. That, of course, was a big issue since I was tired even more than usual. And for a year, I focused on the fact that I was tired all the time from the lack of sleep, and I completely dismissed the fact that my desire to have my own money again actually came to pass. Because I was focusing on what was lacking, I was not happy at all. I was so miserable that, of course, my family felt it too. At one point, during a time of soul-searching and listening to various podcasts and watching inspirational videos, I was inspired to start looking for what I had instead of what I was missing. And after looking back at those few years of my life, I realized that I got absolutely everything I wanted, But I did not know it because I was focusing on something else. From then on, I decided to change my attitude toward life and made a decision to look for the proof of my desires coming true. In this life, we always see more of what we are looking for, what we focus on, and the universe brings us more of what we are looking for. And now I live with a deeply rooted knowing that my dreams always come true because I look for the proof of my dreams coming true. If you'd like to refocus yourself on looking for the things that are going your way and looking for the proof of your dreams always coming true too, I would like to suggest for you an exercise that you could do. Can you please take this time to think about your life and list every single desire of yours that has come true? Keep in mind that it's too easy to say, yes, that thing came true, but I got that but. Let's put the buts aside and focus only on the desires of yours that came true. And I would suggest for you to also write a list of evidence that your desires always come true. What do you want more of? More proof of your desires always coming true, or more proof of the buts? For example, if you've dreamed about leaving your toxic relationship and you're finally free, try to marvel in the change without thinking of all of the challenges that have come together with that change. Just sit in enjoyment of your freedom. Breathe it in. Feel the lightness of being free. Feel the pleasure of just being able to be. Feel the joy of walking on a solid ground instead of the eggshells. Enjoy the freedom of being able to make mistakes without being demeaned. Feel the joy of speaking loudly without being reprimanded. Enjoy the freedom to have an emotional breakdown without being accused of being insane. Enjoy the freedom of being able to be and just bask in the pleasure of your dream having come true. And that is it for now. Enjoy the feeling of freedom and marvel in the manifestation of your dream. Now, if you are still in an unwanted environment, see if you can rewind back this podcast and try to imagine how it would feel for you to enjoy the freedom I have just described. See if you can immerse yourself into those pleasurable feelings and bask in them for a few moments. This process is also described as a quantum leap into a desired reality, which of course is a completely different exercise. So I guess I'm suggesting to you two different exercises. One is looking for the proof of your dreams coming true, and the second one is doing a quantum leap into a desired reality by trying to get into the emotional state of feeling what you want to feel when your dreams come true. So as you write out your list of all of your desires that have manifested, try to stay with a feeling of appreciation as you keep rereading your list. This exercise will help you start appreciating how important you are in the scheme of things. And as you look for the proof that your dreams always come true, you will start seeing more and more of manifestations of your desires into being. I'm so glad you tuned in today. To continue in the flow of magic, subscribe to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. If you'd like to connect elsewhere and to stay up to date, you can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube at Swimming and Living. To support this work, you can leave a review on iTunes or on a podcast streaming platform of your choice. Please remember, Being happy takes practice. Give yourself credit for your every win. Focus on your desires, and little by little, you'll find yourself in a fairy tale of your own creation. Enjoy.